Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. Well, I am excited that you have decided to tune in to the All About Entrepreneurs radio show. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. You know, tomorrow, all around the United States and other parts maybe, we will celebrate Independence Day, and we call that the 4th of July. Well, the 4th of July. So for some of you, it'll be a holiday. Tomorrow, we will be right here on the broadcast, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We don't always take a break from the radio show on holidays. It would have to really be something major. But again, I do say there are mornings, I understand, where we don't have any live programming. And on those mornings, what we want you to do is go back through the archives. You can go back to 2008. We have shows. There will be a topic that will interest you. So I'm Coach Lalisa, your host for the show. I'm excited to be here, excited to be an entrepreneur, excited that I get to do what I love to do each and every single day. I absolutely love motivating people, empowering people, ministering to people. Oh, my God, it's amazing. And so radio allows me to do that even the more. It allows me to share what I love doing and to help someone to a greater, greater extent and greater level. Because with the radio show, people can tune in anywhere in the world. They can tune in anytime. You know, the beautiful thing, what I absolutely love about Blog Talk Radio is that it is, once the show is over, it's recorded. It takes about 10 minutes to get recorded and placed on the air. And placed in the archives. So we are absolutely excited about that. Well, I am excited because our coaching program has launched. For those of you who would like to work with a coach, please contact me. Consider working with Coach Lalisa. You know enough about me. You've listened to my radio shows down through the years, or you've attended one of my seminars. So you absolutely know enough to make that decision. The Release Your Power coaching program teaches you how to release your greatness and how to be comfortable in your own skin. Oh, I absolutely love it. talks about becoming who you really are, talks about being the authentic you. The book talks about 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. The book talks about how you can motivate yourself. The book talks about how can you can be happy, whole, fulfilled. You know, the book talks about so much. And so the coaching program is the book on steroids. So for those of you who purchased the book, and we thank you, release your power. If you haven't purchased it, we invite you to consider doing so. You can do that by going to our website, release-your-power.com. Also, if you have any feedback about the book or the coaching programs, you can simply send us an email to coachlalisa@release-your-power.com. So we are excited. We have traveled to some cities this year doing the Release Your Power workshop and or the Release Your Power party. So those are 2 events that we do based on helping people to really release their power. So we're going to Cincinnati, Ohio. We will be there and on Friday, February the 5th, doing the Release Your Power party, Cincinnati, Ohio. So we're excited about that. If you're in that area, please, we invite you to stop in and see us. Say hello if you're in the area. I look forward to seeing some new faces in Cincinnati and seeing some people that I already know. I didn't want to say old faces, but certainly some faces that are familiar. Well, today I want to talk about, because I didn't get a chance to do one of the shows that I wanted to do last week. So one of the shows that I wanted to do a show to talk about not giving up. You know, I realize that for many entrepreneurs, and especially when you're just starting out, it can be very challenging, and the challenge can sometimes seem so insurmountable, can seem so great, obstacles seem so huge, especially when you're just starting a business. Everything is coming at you. You know, your finances, you put in more money than what you expected to. There could be family situations, your spouse or your children can't quite understand why it is that you're putting in a lot of time and effort into something that's not producing a profit. As a matter of fact, they may even think that your business is a failure, and you may begin to think that way as well. You may not realize that a business doesn't begin to really make a profit until somewhere between its 7th and 10th year. That's right, between 7 and 10 years. That a real traditional type business begins to make a profit. I mean, typically, you know, when you first start a business, you don't have that many customers. You are still paying out some expenses for things that it cost you to be able to go into business. So you're not really making a profit. You're just trying to build your name. You're trying to get your marketing and promotion out there. And that's costly. If you have to hire someone to work with you, that's costly. And so, you know, you're not making a lot of money right away, right? And that's why when we advise people, when you go into business, and I mean, there's some different schools of thoughts out there, but one of the things that I'm advising people, go into something that you have a high level of passion for. That your why will definitely make you want to cry, because when those funds aren't coming in, when your friends and family turn their back on you, You need something to drive you. And yes, you have the Spirit of God with you. And yes, you know that He is your power and your source. But you need to have some passion as well. Because when those dark days come, you don't want to give up. Because here's the thing. You will succeed and you will win if you stick to it. But if you give up, you will never get to find out the joy and the beauty of having brought forth an idea. You birthed it and then you brought it forth. You put your efforts and energies and resources and sources behind it. And you made it a success. And now you have this powerful legacy that you're building that you're able to leave to your family and the rest of the world. Now you have something that you've given. You know, a lot of people, they don't understand entrepreneurs. Not everybody can be an entrepreneur. It may not be for everyone, but entrepreneurs are driven. They have a certain drive within them, and that drive is what makes you want to succeed. You want to be a success, and for some of you, that's why you look for the success clues. You know, there are clues about success all around you, but you need to get around other entrepreneurs. You need to tune in to programs like this and other programs where we're empowering you and encouraging you in your business. I mean, as an entrepreneur, I have to stay encouraged myself. You know, some people would say, well, why do you do the radio show? Well, because I too need to be motivated and encouraged about my business. I too need to realize that when I don't have family and friends there to support me, I need to know that I have colleagues and friends and a network of women and men that I have built that I can go to that understand what I'm going through. You know, sometimes a person who works every day, who is dependent upon getting a regulated paycheck, they may not understand what the entrepreneur is going through. You don't know if you're going to make money that week or not. One thing you know for sure, though, as an entrepreneur, you know you're going to put out some money. You know that there is a cost to doing business. Just like a person that works, they still have some cost. They have to pay for their gas. They have to pay for their food. You know, there are some incidentals as well. But when you are an entrepreneur, it's much greater. You know, there's a lot of cost into doing business. So, and you still have costs, but you may not have income. And 1 week may go by, and if you don't get a customer that week or you don't get any sales, you know, Professor Terry said something on the show yesterday, and he said it before. And you know, I just want to repeat it for those of you who weren't there to hear. When it comes to having a business or being an entrepreneur, whatever type of business you're in, it's about to sell, he said. In other words, if you don't have something to sell, you're really not in business. You see, if you're just giving things away, that's more like just having a hobby or just doing something for the fun of it. Maybe just volunteering. Now, there are some people who are in that position. Maybe you're wealthy. Maybe your parents left you a dowry and you don't have to work. That's fine. But for those individuals who you're an entrepreneur because God has given you a desire or a vision for a particular idea, then you're in this thing for real. And it's not always, you know, a cakewalk. It can be fun, yes. It can be exciting, but that's what we're saying. Make sure you're doing something that fits you. You know, not just doing something because somebody else is doing it. Because it may not fit you. And here's the thing, you may have something to do that may seem impossible. It may seem like it can't be done. But if God gave you that vision, that dream, then it can be done. It absolutely can be done. And He will show you how to get it done. All you need to do is believe. Believe that you will be a success at it. And then, you know, put your energies into it. Put your knowledge, your energies. Now you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to put your finances in it. You're going to have to study, be diligent. And so, you know, I just am excited about all of the entrepreneurs that I'm going to meet in Cincinnati on Friday. I'm excited about the entrepreneurs I met last weekend in Kansas City, Missouri. And as I do some more traveling around the country, meeting people who want to go into business, I'm excited. I'm excited. And here's the thing. We're going to stick together. I see my friend Melissa, who I know her through another multi-level marketing company we met about 4 years ago. Now she's working on a new project, and I rekindled that relationship with her. And now, you know, she's talking about, you know, we got to support each other. I tell you, when this support thing with entrepreneurs really takes off like a rocket, a lot of us are going to blow up in our businesses. Okay? When we see, that's almost like the last frontier. You know, okay, yes, so we've taken our finances and we've invested them. Sure, we've brought our dream to fruition. God has shown us what He wants us to do and what we can do, and our talents and our abilities have been developed, and we've launched them. And so we've got a lot of things, a lot of pieces are there. And what's next? What's the big, you know, shebang, so to speak, is that support from other entrepreneurs. Oh, my God. When that happens, I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. We're going to see great and mighty things happening amongst us. And so you want to get connected. We're starting to see more networking. We're starting to learn what networking is, because networking has always gone forth. But did people really understand what it was, how to do it, what real networking is, what successful networking is? Not always. And so especially in our communities, we didn't always understand that. We certainly didn't understand what real support was. But now we're getting it. And let me tell you, when you let us get something, we're gone. It's off to the races. And so I'm excited. I'm more excited now than I was just yesterday even. Next week, we'll be going down to Essex County College. We'll be going over to the Newark Business School, Essex. As a matter of fact, some of you entrepreneurs, you may not know this, and some of you do know, even in Newark, if you are in Newark, Essex County College now has a business club. This is new. They never had that before. They have a business club. Finally, they meet. I don't have the exact date, but I'll try to get it. When school starts next week, I'll try to go over there and meet with some people and find out and let you know in case you're in that area. But in whatever area you're in, go to your local community college, in addition to the four-year institutions. But sometimes the community colleges have more of a hands-on approach in the community. So today, oh my God, there's so much going on. I believe that this is National Small Business Week, if I'm not mistaken. And what that means is there should be something going on. If not in Washington, D.C., but you can always double-check. Just, you know, go to Google, like my friend Donye says. She's like, Google is her best friend. I do. I love Google as well. I'm always Googling something, you know. Just Google, you know, I said, just Google it. I do. I Google when I want to know something. I just Google it. So if you want to know about the Small Business Week, I'm not sure if it's happening This week, I think I've seen some posts on Facebook, but it was a big ordeal, and it goes down in Washington, D.C. in a very, 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 very big way. I know up here in Union County, they are having all types of seminars to teach you how to get a contract with the federal government, how to get government contracts. That's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to be working on. I've gone to a couple of seminars. As a matter of fact, last year at our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, we had a woman from the Maryland area who did come and talk about how to get government contracts. And I'm pretty sure we'll have some information on that to this year, August 24th. So that weekend is the weekend that we will have that event, and it will be at the Marriott Hotel downtown Newark, the brand new Marriott on Broad Street on the other side of the Prudential Center. And that's, again, that's strategic. That's all God doing that. Most of our vendors are in place for that event, but that event is the exact expression of what we want to do for entrepreneurs. First, we want to get entrepreneurs recognized and noticed. We want them to be able to promote their businesses. And we want to do it downtown. There's a lot of businesses downtown Newark. There's businesses all up and down Broad Street and MacArthur Highway, Green Street, Warren Street, and every other little side street in Newark, Halsey, Washington, all kind of businesses down there. So what's going to happen is, next month, well, the rest of this month and then early next month, I will be going down to and just going up and down the streets, myself and the street team. We're going up and down the street, passing out flyers, inviting everyone to this event on August the 24th, and we certainly hope that you can make it as well. It is going to be exciting and powerful. Our speakers are just awesome. We have some dynamic, powerful speakers. These are women. Every last one of our speakers are all entrepreneurs as well. So when you hear from them, you're going to be hearing from the trenches. You're going to be hearing from, and you will get to talk to them. You'll get to meet them during the sessions where we have you just interacting with the vendors. You'll get to interact with them as well. But all of them have either a book or some other product. But it is going to be amazing. I am so excited about that event coming up August 24th. God willing, we will be there. Now, there are so many other things we can talk about. But as entrepreneurs, we have to make sure that we are staying on top of our game. So, again, whatever it takes to keep going, health-wise, getting the right knowledge and education, making sure that we are connected to the people that support us and want to see us succeed. Don't hang around people that don't want to see you successful. Don't hang around people who could care less about your business. Hang around people who care that you are in business for yourself, who support what you're doing, and individuals that believe in you. You know, when you find that thing that really sets you off and makes you click, you know, do it. The Bible says, when you find what your right hand is doing, do it with all your might. So you got to put your whole heart in it, and don't give up. Don't give up. That's what I wanted to talk about today. Is just don't give up. Stay with it. You know, God's got you. He gave you that dream. He gave you that vision. He gave you that desire. So, yeah, it's going to be touch and go, and sure, there will be rough times. I mean, think about what it's like when, just like having a child, you know, you bring that baby forth and you don't just give up. No, you work at it. You grow with it. It's like your business. You got to grow with your business. If you started your business a year ago or 5 years ago or 15, 25 years ago, your business has grown, and so you have to grow. As a matter of fact, the best way to have a growing business is that you're growing. And attending programs like this and purchasing self-help books and books by other entrepreneurs that are successful with their instructions, reading those books, that's how you grow. Personal development, self-learning how to motivate yourself, learning how to encourage yourself. That's how you grow. And as you grow, so grows the business. As your business grows, you're able to do more. You're able to help more people. You're able to help your family to a greater extent, your church, your community, all the various reasons that you got into business, remember? And that's why people have that business plan. You know, you have your own personal business plan, your goals. You have your goals written down. So we are excited. These are all the things that we talk about in our coaching program. So for those of you who want to sign up for that, you can go to the website, release-your-power.com, or you can simply go to coachlalisa.com. You can sign up. You know, a lot of people, they don't feel that they have the money to invest in themselves. Well, I don't know what you have to invest in if you're not investing in you. You know, not just investing on you, but in you. Investing in developing yourself, a place where you can go and express what you're thinking. It's awesome. It's awesome. Well, you're going to hear more about it. We'll be bringing some YouTube videos, and we'll be doing more things there. Oh my God, it's just so much. We can't fit it all in this little 30 minutes. You know, I know we give a lot of information here out on the radio, but I can guarantee you this is nothing compared to what you would get if you were our coaching program. You would get so much more. So for those of you who are interested in that, I look forward to hearing from you on that. For everyone else, keep tuning in. Don't go away. We're so glad that you have come to the show. Please send us, you know, your comments. We're on Facebook. We have a All About Entrepreneurs page. We have an All About Entrepreneurs event page. All you have to do is click on the date on the events calendar, and you will see the post right there. If you are getting something out of this broadcast, it's helping you in any way. If nothing else, is giving you something to do at 7 a.m. And, you know, whatever it is, tell someone else. That's all we ask. You know, we don't ask for donations. We're not doing all that. But we ask that if it's helping you, tell someone else. And so we thank you. We'll see you back tomorrow. It's Independence Day, but we'll still be here, 4th of July. We'll be here with another great message. Till then. Have a wonderful, powerful, and awesome day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Thank you.